Miss me?
Yeah, of course.
Miss you all too.
You need to bring us a lollipop though.
Well, say that again.
How have you guys reacted the first couple practices?
Good. Yesterday was really, really good. You know, I was happy with the execution in practice yesterday and the things that we did. And looking to see if we can be consistent with that today.
At what point in the week, when guys are going through concussion protocol, do you have an idea if they're going to make it or not?
Whenever the doctors tell us they can. You know, we just practice with the guys we have and prepare them and get ready to roll. And if the doctors tell us the other guys are ready to go, we'll fit them in there. If not, we'll keep rolling.
Braxton, you're starting right now, or do you look at this week as being an open competition?
I've been working out a little bit. I might sneak in there a little bit. No, Braxton will start for us.
Mario said he's been sleeping in the office, and Levitt said last week kind of tore him up. How are you guys doing as a staff, just trying to get through this?
Me or everybody, I can't speak for everyone else, but after those 24-hour rules, I'm ready for the next opponent, get ready to go. No need to sit back and complain and be upset anymore. And nothing you can do about that now. You just got to get to work and try to make sure we don't let those things happen again. You should be excited about the opportunity to do that. It's not the end of the world. We're just 4-3. We got 5 games left. And they're 5 winnable games. We got to play better in order to win them, but they're there, you know, so no need to get down and out. Let's wake up excited and go play some football, you know what I mean? It's like you can't tailor-make the situations in your life, you know what I mean? But you can have that attitude to fit those situations that come in your life. So have a great attitude. You get up, you work, and try to make it right.
Is there extra work, though, when you're getting a guy – a true freshman ready on the fly to handle what
I wouldn't say extra work. You just got to make sure we're doing what's best for him, what he can do for us to help us win. You know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just got to be smart in what we ask him to do and demand that he do what we ask him to do. And again, we're not asking him to be Tom Brady, anybody. I wish he was, but we just need him to run our offense and, more importantly, just take care of the football. If there's anything I can ask, if there's one thing that I would like for Braxton to do is take care of the football, you know, and everything else to take care of itself, but we can't turn the football over. And I think we see that around college football. If you turn the ball over, the chances of winning are very slim. So we got to be smart with the football, take care of it, and get it to the guys that can make plays for you.
Have you guys tried to dial it up to make it a little easier on him, just to maybe flick it out to Charles and things of that nature to get his confidence going?
Well, we have things like that. We just got to execute it. He's got to be sure about him, you know, and go where his reads take him, you know, and not overthink anything. It's really simple, you know, but spotlight does strange things to people, you know. So he's a young guy, and sometimes those things happen, and that's just what you got to deal with sometimes. Again, for me, it's just don't turn it over, you know. We got guys around you that can help us make plays. You look at last week, we were moving the ball and all, and then you turn the ball over, that takes away from everything. That lose possessions. So especially when you turn it over on first down, you know, so just don't turn the ball over. Be fine.
We talk about the transition from practice to game day and that being a struggle for him. What can you do in practice to maybe better simulate game, or can you?
Maybe open up practice and have all the fans come and play some music and make it game-like, you know. Again, it's just the spotlight does strange things to some people. You know, he's a young pup and he's learning, and he'll be better. He'll be better. I got a feeling Braxton's going to have one heck of a game this week.
What does it mean for the offense to have a guy like Charles back out there?
Oh, it's great to have your weapons. You know, a veteran guy that can make plays for you. It's always great to have those guys around. And Charles has a great attitude, and he's been itching to get back out there. And he's been really good with Braxton, you know, and keeping Braxton up and not letting him get down on himself. And that's great to see from one of your seniors and a guy that's played a lot for us.
On the defensive side, there's been a lot of injuries to that inside linebacker corps. What have you seen from that group as a whole playing next to Troy Dye?
The next guy is just stepping up and helping us out. You know, that's kind of the attitude we got to have, is the next guy got to step up and play and try to help our football team. I think Jimmy's come in and he's done a good job. Can he be better? Yeah, I think we all can, you know. But that's kind of where we're at. You know, those injuries happen. Somebody else have an opportunity to come out and make a name for themselves.
From a player's standpoint, how difficult is it to stay ready despite not getting a lot of snaps the first few weeks of the year?
Well, I'm always telling our guys, you got to be ready. You know, you can't sit back and think, oh, well, I'm not going to be able to play. Whatever. You got to prepare every single day like you're a starter. And if you're not getting reps, you get some mental reps, but being locked in for those opportunities. I think what we've been through this season, my guys, if they don't realize it, we got issues, but they see now that those opportunities can come at the blink of an eye. You know, if you're not ready, I tell all of our guys, if you're not ready, that's not on the coach, that's on you. You know, because we're giving you opportunity, we're telling you to make sure you're ready and locked in, and if you're not ready for those situations, then that's on you as an individual.
Talking with Tyree, asked him about what it was that Arizona's defense did that made Josh Rosen have such an uncharacteristic night, no touchdown passes, three interceptions. He said they disguised well, they had some pressure. Did you see it was one or the other? Did you see it was a balanced effort on Arizona's defense?
I think it was, I would say, balanced. And it's just one of those bad nights for Josh. And that happens. Everybody don't play perfect throughout the year. You have a bad game. Hopefully you have two in a row, you know. But he just had a bad game. The kid is special, and he still can throw touchdowns. He still can throw the football. And we just got to do a good job of what we do and do our job really well. You know, we got to cover. We got to get pressure on him, and we got to tackle.
Capable quarterbacks like him that try to bounce back after a bad night, do you see that what do you see that their reaction is in that following game?
Usually they prepare well. They the really good ones, they go and find out what they did wrong and do a good job of correcting, making sure they don't make the same mistakes that they did the week before. You know, again, we got to bounce back. We didn't play well defensively, so we got to bounce back and make sure that we're prepared and ready to roll this week.
You guys have only forced one interception in Pac-12 play. What's going on there?
We got to play better. You know, I don't think it's just because of Pac-12 play. It's just got to play better, you know, and we got to force turnovers. In every aspect, you know, we got to tackle, we got to catch, we got to take the ball away. You know, that's our goal every single week. Now, can we do it every week? That don't happen every week. You know, I know we all would like for that to happen every week, but we emphasize it, and we just got to go out there and take the ball away. There's some good football teams, and you don't always get what you want, but you work your tail off to try to make sure we get what we want.
Yesterday, he thinks it could help Braxton if you guys can make practice more game-like, and he said making him feel like a pass rush would help a little bit. But when he's in a red jersey, how much can you really do to kind of get that game-like pass rush into space?
All you could do is do what we've been doing. You know, we have a team period. Even now, we don't do 7-on-7. We have team pass, you know, so he can be good. That's not the issue. It's just making sure he knows where to go with the football, and he's sure about it. And if that guy's not open, then check it down to your back or run it. But whatever you do, don't throw it to the other color jersey. To me, that's pretty simple, you know, and that's what we need to concentrate on is making sure that Braxton knows exactly where to go with the football and don't turn the ball over.
Jimmy, Swain last year had a really big year defensively. It's taken him a while to get on the field. Can you kind of take us through the last 9 months for him and what it's taken for him to reach this role now?
Jimmy's been patient. He's been working. Jimmy's had a great attitude, and he's been waiting on this opportunity to get in there. You know, I guess Coach Levin and the defensive staff felt like guys were ahead of him. And the beauty of Jimmy, he didn't complain or whine or put his head down. He just kept working and waited for that opportunity. And I can honestly see him getting better as well, and had a good practice yesterday, and look forward to him having a good one today.